Hi there, it's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. You know, being a corporate fool isn't always so foolish. The former CEO of British Airways, Sir Colin Marshall, appointed Paul Birch to be an official corporate fool. I love it. Granting him license to challenge conventional wisdom and to create some positive turbulence. Birch helped the employees approach problems in different ways and highlighted times when the company was acting, well, foolish. As Birch retells in the book, Willful Blindness, the gesture's role is to draw attention to the things that are going wrong, to stir things up. You want to build organizations where everyone sees provocation as one of their essential roles. It's a fabulous idea, albeit a tad risky. Anyone donning the jester's cap in the workplace may at times come across as sarcastic, perhaps even subversive in their use of humor. But keep in mind that some people are only comfortable speaking candidly by burying their message in humor. Yes, the humor may be edgy at times, and it may not be the most effective means of making a point, but wise leaders should recognize the important role workplace gestures play in communicating important, if not always welcome, messages at work. And if these leaders are smart, they'll listen for the truth buried in the punchlines. As an old saying goes, if you want to make a point, tell a story. If you want to make several points, use humor. Now, if you can't designate a full-time corporate jester, what about a rotating role where someone dons the jester's hat for a month at a time? Or what about assigning an official corporate jester role during meetings, giving someone the latitude to humorously challenge conventional wisdom and play the role of devil's advocate, but with a healthy dose of humor? And now my fun at work tip this Friday. What is the date on this baby? It is December 12th. That is official ugly Christmas sweater day. So why not turn this into a wacky theme day for your office? Hold a contest for the ugliest sweater, and you could do this anytime. You know, it could be a good way to get over the January blahs. So hold a contest for the ugliest sweater, offer deals to customers who come in wearing ugly sweaters, or turn it into a charity event even, and encourage people to bring in unwanted sweaters to donate. And the quote of the week. If you wish to glimpse inside a human soul and get to know someone, just watch them laugh. If they laugh well, they are a good person. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, are you worried about overindulging this holiday season? Relax! A team of researchers from the University of Tokyo have developed special glasses that make any food you pick up appear larger than its actual size. Test subjects ate 9% less when viewing cookies that appeared 50% larger through the special glasses. How goofy is that? Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.mikekerr.com. Check out our 30-day Inspiring Workplaces program where you will get a 2-minute video delivered to your email every day to help you build a rocking great workplace. And check out the webinar I'll be leading on January 20th, Teaching Company Culture to New Employees.